For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Good morning, I'd like to welcome you to the Voice of Victory broadcast. Last week, Pastor Holland began a two-part series looking at the relationship between the shepherd and his sheep. The Bible clearly presents the image of God as our shepherd and we are his sheep. Oftentimes, we become overwhelmed taking on the burdens that are meant for the shepherd. If we simply follow his guidance, he will provide the rest. Join us now for the conclusion of the message, The Lord is our shepherd.
The Bible said in Psalm 23, verse 2, He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. I'm glad today that He gives us rest, and the Bible said that He not only would feed them, but that they shall lie down in a good fold, in a good place where they get the rest, and they'll have a fat pasture, and one it'll be green, and they shall feed upon the mountains of Israel. Friend, today God wants to refresh us, and God wants to rest us. But in verse 16, God wants to restore us. God is here to restore those who are broken. God's here to restore and to strengthen those who are sick. And God's here to destroy the fat and the strong and to feed them with judgment. But for us, He restoreth my soul. He helps the broken. Friend, today, no matter where you are, no matter where you stand, I have people oftentimes, I talk to them, witness to them, try to encourage them, and they'll say, but preacher, you don't understand where I'm at. You don't understand what I've done. You don't understand where I've been in my life. And I say to them, it makes no difference what you've done. It makes no difference where you've been. We serve a God in heaven who is our shepherd also that wants to restore our soul. But I'm telling you today, when we get away from God and when our hearts are broken, He restoreth our soul. Maybe today you haven't been broken, but maybe today you've been sick. There's some of you today that's seated before me, you've been sick. There's some of you today that are seated before me and you are sick. And there's many on the prayer list that we prayed for today. But I'm glad today that God heals those who are sick. The disease of sin is terminal, but Jesus has a cure. I remember when His healing touch came, He still heals those that are spiritually diseased. He's there to meet our needs. God always heals. Now some say, preacher, I beg to differ with you. I know a situation. I know some people that God did not heal. Let me tell you something. If they were saved and born again, the day they drew their last breath right here, they were healed because they was in the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ and there was no more sickness. There's no more sin. There's no more disease. There's no more heartache. But friend, I'm going to tell you something today. Whether God heals us here or heals us there, He still offers comfort and encouragement and help because He cares for His sheep. We've got dogs. And I tell you, you love that dog just like they's part of the family. You're going to take care of that dog. If that dog's sick, you're going to do whatever you need to, and rightfully so. If you're going to have one, I think you ought to take care of him and do what's necessary. You'll get to the point where you love that dog and you love them just like they were a part of the family, even though we know humanly they're not. But we're going to take care of them the best we can because we love them. I want you to know the shepherd got that. You know what the shepherd did? He knew his sheep by their name. But used to, the shepherds would come together and they would get together and maybe cook a meal together and fellowship one with another because they hadn't seen anybody the whole trip. And the sheep would mingle among each other. They would mix up and they would graze on the pasture while the shepherds fellowshipped and sat together. But when it got time to go, you know what the shepherd had to do? Now, we was talking about sheep being dumb, but maybe they're not so dumb as we think they are. He said when they got ready to go, the shepherd would call his sheep by their name and they would follow him. I want you to know today Jesus knows your name. I tell you, you're not a number. You're not in line. You're not somebody that he don't think about or ever care about. You're somebody he knows your name. He knows what you're going through. And the Bible says, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. So I'd say today to the brokenhearted, come and let him heal your heart. To those who are sick today, I want you to know today that he has the healing touch. He still heals the spiritual diseases. He still meets the needs of those who are sick. And then thirdly, we see not only today the power of the shepherd, but we see the promise of the shepherd in verses 25 through 30. First of all, there's an eternal promise. Look with me, if you would, at verses 25 through 28. And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will cause the evil beast to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them in places round about my hill a blessing. And I will cause the shower to come down in his season, and there shall be showers of blessing. And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, the earth shall yield her increase, they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke, and delivered them out of the hand of those that serve themselves of them. I don't know about you, but I'm glad today I have a shepherd that will never let go. I have a shepherd today that nobody can pry his hands loose. He'll never get to me. Today in Christ, we have unfailing safety. There's nothing can transpire or happen that God does not know about. He preserves us. He watches over us. He provides for us. There's an unfailing blessing. Truly today, in my lifetime, I've enjoyed the showers of blessing because I have a great shepherd. A great shepherd that cares about me and the eternal promise that he would safely protect me, the unfailing blessing that he would bless me, and the unfailing hope that one day I would be with the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad my hope is built on Jesus Christ. I'm glad today my hope is not in man, because man will fail you. I'm glad today my hope is not built in what I establish upon this earth, but my hope is built in what Jesus has prepared for me in heaven. And one day I'm going to be with Him. Unfailing safety, unfailing blessing, and unfailing hope. Second of all, His eternal presence. Look at verse 30. Thus shall they know that I am the Lord their God, am with them. Don't you like that? And they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord. No matter what we face, we'll face nothing alone. That's talking about our shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad today the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I'll fear no evil, for Thou art with me. Thy rod and Thy staff, they comfort me. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. But surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. And I tell you, there's no trial that you'll ever face. There's no sickness that'll ever come as a child of God that you'll have to endure it alone. He promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. That is an eternal promise given to you and I. And we leave this earth, we only graduate to the place that He's prepared for us in what He's done for us. His eternal presence with the Lord Jesus Christ. And then, lastly, we see an eternal placement in verses 25 through 28. The Bible said, "And I will make with them a covenant of peace, and cause the beast to cease out of the land. They shall go safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the place round about the hill a blessing. I'll cause the shower to come down. There'll be showers of blessing." Let me pick up in verse 28. "And they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beast of the land devour them, for they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid." Aren't you glad today? I know this is talking about the millennial reign, and I understand that. And that's where it's talking about the lion that lay down by the adder. I know that's in the millennial. I think He'll protect us. I think He'll watch over us. He'll give us what we need. For Israel, it was the promised land. But for you and I, it's heaven. Heaven is a wonderful place. And I'm going there. And I wonder if you are. And friend, I say to you today how sad it is that people will go through life. Do you know how long eternity is for? It's forever. I mean, that's real profound, isn't it? It's just, it's eternal, it's forever. And I hate the thought of not being with my family again. But I don't have to worry about it, because I put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, and He's given me eternal placement. in that place called heaven. You know, but wouldn't it be sad to go through life, to have your loved ones, your family, your friends, go through life with you, enjoy the blessings of being together down here. And I tell you, it's a great, great joy to be able to be with family, your own flesh and blood, to see them, to fellowship and rejoice. But friend, unless you come to know Christ, the Lord is not your shepherd. And when you die, you're going to be separated from them forever and ever and ever. Some people say, I don't like family reunions anyway. That's all right. That's one that you're going to long for if you never have the opportunity to go. In 2 Corinthians 5:1, for we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we are the building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in heaven. He said in Philippians 3:20, for our conversation, the word conversation translated citizenship, for our conversation or our citizenship is in heaven, from whence also we look for our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Ephesians 2:7, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace and in His kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. John 14:1-3, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me, for in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Friend, I tell you today, I'm looking forward to the day that God gives me my eternal placement in heaven where I'll reign with Him forever and ever. Revelation 22:14, blessed are they which do His commandments. By the way, the word blessed can be translated happy. Happy or blessed are they that do His commandments, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may enter in through the gates of the city. Friend, He's talking about those who have obeyed the commandments of whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God hath raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. He said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, I'm resting today in the fact that the Lord is my shepherd. The question is today, is He your shepherd? And if He's not, I pray today He would become your shepherd and you can depend on Him to guide you, strengthen you, and help you through your walk. Father, we thank You today that You are our shepherd. Lord, You provide our every need. You give us the protection, the safety, the nourishment, all that we need in order to go through life. And Father, I pray today that You might have Your will and way here in this invitation. I pray that You'd speak to hearts. I pray that You'd give us the wisdom, strength, and help we need. And I pray that You would just bless in a very special way. Lord, speak to hearts. And again, I pray today that You're all our shepherd. But Lord, if You're not, I pray today that we might accept the Lord as our shepherd and understand the blessings of the shepherd in our life. Have Your will and way, we pray in Jesus' name.
Have you confessed that the Lord is your shepherd? There is no way to bridge the gap from earth to eternity in heaven unless we have faith enough to confess our sin and claim the relationship that Jesus Christ is our shepherd. Are you trusting in yourself or the great shepherd? Will you choose victory today?
This is Gary Holland, and today's message came to you from the pulpit of Victory Baptist Church, where I serve as pastor. If God has touched your life through the Voice of Victory broadcast, please let us know by contacting us at victorybaptistchurch.us, where all regular services are webcast live. Written correspondence can be addressed to Victory Baptist Church at 938 North Pine Tree Boulevard, Thomasville, Georgia, 31792. We would like to invite you to our services this morning at Victory Baptist Church, or you can join us on the internet. Thanks for listening, and join us again next week at this same time.